Can you talk a little bit about NSABP B39 looking at partial breast radiation?
This study was initiated in March of 2005, testing partial breast radiation compared to whole breast radiation with initial sample size of 3,000, and it's accrued extremely well. I mean, we have close to 1,900 women that have been randomized onto this trial, really asking if whole breast radiotherapy is necessary for decreasing the likelihood of IBTR.
Can you talk a little bit more about the study in terms of what types of PBI are allowed in it?
Yeah, it's a 3D conformal is certainly allowed. It's implants using the MammaTest device is allowed. Up to this point, the greatest fraction has been 3D conformal.
When do you think you're going to have some results from the study?
Oh, not in a long time.
I guess the other thing is, you know, you're answering a very, very practically important question, like many of the NSABP trials, but also I guess there's going to be the possibility in the future that the tissue from these patients can be looked at again and see what we can learn from that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, looking at Dan Hayes, where, you know, he suggests now that HER2 overexpression is the marker for taxane benefit. You know, this is a huge repository for that, not to mention our previous trials of, you know, NSABP B30, which is getting closer to the point where we can have some data on it, which was AC versus AT versus four cycles of TAC. So just as you say, in many instances, long after people have forgotten the specific aims of the trial, we're left with a tissue repository. And clearly, I think this has been demonstrated by the Oncotype DX. So what appears to be, you know, a banal trial asking a very practical question, I think can have enormous potential as far as, you know, moving the state of the art forward from a molecular taxonomy standpoint.